Karibuni Rafiki, welcome to the Mambo Jumbo podcast with me, Sonia, and
Chance. And we're very glad on today's episode. It is going to be hot.
Hot?
Hot? How hot?
Burn.
Burn.
Okay. We're very glad to do this today. We're very tired, as you can see.
Excuse the noise, like we have like construction going on
yeah.
in the background, so we'll try to talk as closely to the mic as possible. But knowing us, we talk with our hands, so
we do, yeah, a lot. But we're gonna try to be as close to the mic as we can.
Yeah,
it is the season of construction, so we're gonna go with it. Our topic of the day, we're gonna talk about the dating apps and the downsides of it all.
Yeah, the down.
Yeah, so that means like
the bad experiences.
Yes.
Yeah.
Have you ever been on a dating app?
I think I have. I went on it.
So quick.
No, actually I have.
You have?
Yeah.
How was it? How was your first experience?
I didn't forget it exists. That's I'm not like interested. It's weird.
Yes. How weird is it? Like,
I don't know, it's just like people are not genuine. People are lying about their age. These dads who are cheating on their wives.
That part.
You see an old man who's old enough to be your father, then, like, sir, sit down. You could give birth to me, so. I don't know why you're there.
Okay. I've been on dating apps. I have had relationships that are not successful, but also successful. So in ways that I've met someone, we've had a connection, we've dated,
yeah,
and then down the line it didn't work. That is like for me the experience I've gotten from dating apps.
Yeah.
I do not think like most people, some people honestly are there for the right connection,
yeah,
and like to find the right person.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that most of the guys that I met on those apps,
yeah,
they think they're all that.
Oh really?
Like you set up a conversation with them. And they're like, I don't know.
No, is it
like I'm here to get to know you? You know, and then like they have this, like whatever their profile is saying about them, there's no match.
It doesn't match.
Yeah, like when you start a conversation, you're like, this is not what you said on your profile.
Yeah.
Like, why are you?
And
lying?
Guys want to be caught on that thing.
They
act like females. We're supposed to be the one getting them up. We're supposed to be the one like planning stuff with them, but. I guess maybe I'm just old fashioned. I want like someone to actually approach me
too.
That way.
Yeah.
But that's not
as a woman. I think they should approach me.
Yeah, I think so too. Like, why would I be approaching a man? No offense.
I'm not saying like in a bad way. Like,
yeah,
if I see you and I like you and I think you and I could have a connection.
Yeah.
Honestly, personally for me, I would say a hi, but do not expect me to like continue the conversation.
Yeah.
If you do not reply within 2 hours, then within a day. Then I know that you and I are not for each other, and I'll let it go. But I'm not gonna be following up on you like, how's your day? I texted you the other day. No, I'm not gonna be doing that.
Nowadays, like when you, I feel like the dating scene is like, some men are acting like women. They just want to be treated like women. You might as well buy them flowers as well. With that,
this girl.
No, when it's true, like some, I don't know with men nowadays. And then there's also like other points to women too, like their standards are way too high, and there's also men who have their standards way too high as well. So I feel like people are not being realistic with what they want as well. And then some people, you don't know yourself, and then so you're demanding all of this from someone else when you haven't fulfilled that for yourself. So how can you be demanding all that when you haven't even worked on yourself? You want someone who's working, like who has a certain job,
a doctor.
And then you don't have that. You want this much in your bank account. You have $0 in your bank account. You want a car. You don't even have a car, you're taking the bus. So how does that work? Like, so you have to be realistic too, right? You can't have a high list when you haven't even take any of those boxes for yourself. So that's what I see mostly on the dating apps.
Yeah. I just feel like most men think because they are good looking, that will sustain a woman to be talking to them.
That's true.
They think like because you are attracted to me physically, like I have the right to, like, you need to be the one to like approach them. Does that make sense?
I feel like I see that mostly in women. I don't see that mostly in men.
I've seen it, anyway, maybe it's just me, but the most app that I've used, I've never been on Hinge, Tinder or any other. I've been on Facebook dating app a lot. Like my first 24 hours when I'm there, I'll get like 20 people in my DMs. but then popular. No, but then I'm just like, I will not reply, because for me the way you approach me speaks a lot about you. Like, hi beautiful, how do you know that I'm beautiful? And I do not put my profile on there for a purpose and for a reason.
I'm just trying to get a green card.
Yeah, like, what are you trying to do? I've gotten people from India, people from Turkey, I've gotten people from Tanzania, I've gotten people from Kenya. It's just, we don't match. I'm so sorry.
I don't think, regarding like the physical appearance, I don't think, most of the time I think it plays both sides into women and men, right?
And
some
I'm
men
shocked, so.
Who know they're like attractive, or women who know they're attractive, they think that, yeah, by my looks I can go longer, but no, like looks brings the person like to come like and meet you, right? Looks brings the person, and then your personality sustain the person from staying there and building on with that. So you think your looks are gonna get you, there's only a certain point where your looks are gonna get you ahead, right? There's so much towards look, because like once I peel the layers, who are you, what do you bring?
Yeah, like once I get to know you,
yeah.
I am gonna admit my standards are very high.
How high are they? Tell us. Let us know.
100.
100. What? Okay.
I feel like when a relationship fails, I can't say that on here.
Why not?
Girl, that would be giving away too much.
Please.
No, I feel like when a relationship fails and I see red flags, whatever red flags I experienced from my past relationship,
yeah,
I have another expectation to add on my list. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
So like if this guy was like this, when I go like when we split up and
yeah.
I'm like getting ready for the next person, I like have these other expectations. I've added another expectations on the list that I've learned from my past relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I think that helps me a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because then I'm like, I used to be okay with men having at least one child, not more than one. I cannot handle it. No, I'm okay with a man having a child, because you don't know the circumstances that person has gone through. So
like
I'm going to give you a chance, like to get to know you. But just know that right now, I do not even want a man with a child to approach me.
No, but me, I feel like if you have a child, you should go with someone who has a child, so they can have a better sense of your situation.
And I started thinking like that too.
Yeah, because I was just like, why? I don't have a child myself, so
yeah.
Like I'm not responsible of anyone.
No, like I'm okay. I was just like, I started thinking like after I've dated like two guys with kids, there was no baby mama drama or anything. Well, the other one.
Mm.
But then like, afterwards, yeah, but afterwards,
yeah.
I'm just like, I don't think I want a guy with a child, because then I've learned a lot.
Mm.
It's like draining, like you are like competing between you're competing between you getting attention and the child.
Mm.
And I will never in my entire life make a man choose me over their child.
Mm.
That is not me. I'd rather walk away like immediately.
Yeah.
Because then I do not, and I am never going to be that kind of person.
Yeah.
And when I say like your priority, you don't know what you want to prioritize the first time.
Mm-hmm.
I create that space for you. I let you prioritize your child, your job, and your other things.
Mm-hmm.
I leave. I walk away.
Yeah.
So I'm creating room for you, but I choose to walk away.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't necessarily mean that you have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
No, it doesn't necessarily mean that our differences are too far long. I need a guy that I can be, because I'm never serious.
Mm.
I'm very goofy.
Mm.
So I need a guy that I can be myself with. I need a guy that like we can joke together, not so serious. Like,
yeah.
What are you, a surgeon in the hospital? Like, you can't be serious the entire time.
Yeah, I think it's just having a balance.
Also, like, because I'm 5'1", I need a guy who's at least like 5'7", 5'6", 5'8".
You know you're realistic, at least yours. Some women
no,
say
like,
6'4".
I need someone who's taller than me.
Yeah, yeah, you're
yeah.
Saying you're even nice. You said 5'7", 5'7".
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but then other women,
six,
your height, they'll
be
six,
like that.
They will say something like, I'm telling
yeah.
you, you're being, that's nice for you.
No,
I'm 6 foot. Just
no, I like if I wear heels, you and I would be like at least on
yeah,
the
I don't
same
want
level.
Next, my love. Nope.
And like that's what I've decided, and I know that like it was like at first I was like maybe I'm being unrealistic, but then I told myself like I need to also learn to start putting myself first as a woman. When we go on these dating apps,
mm-hmm.
I was genuinely looking for a connection with someone.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like most men that approached me, they only wanted hookups. Yeah.
Do you, I feel like sometimes with, that's why like with dating apps, I'm not like.
Yeah,
I'm
that's why I stopped. I was like,
into it, because like no. People, even like the Muslim guys who on their profile, they'll be like they're very religious and stuff. They're looking to settle down and stuff. They're the biggest hoes on those apps. Cause like the stuff, sometimes they would be talking to you, sexualizing you, or like talking to you just in a direct, but like just talking to you in a, like in a manner that like you shouldn't be talking to me, and right, and also just like the sexualized, I can't get, that's the one. And then just like either they're like too religious to a point where like it turns you off, or they're like too chill, and then they're just like, they're not there for the right reason. Some of them are just not there. They're just like also looking for hookups and stuff, right?
Yeah.
And then they're saying Muslims, and then they're saying they're Muslims and they're looking to settle down.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no, you're not.
Yeah.
And then the thing is, and then some men, I find like in Muslims apps, they have like, some of them have wives and stuff, and then they're just like, they're on that app, or either their wife doesn't know, or their man is there looking for another second wife. So like, you have to be mindful that some people even hide their children, that they have children just because of that, you know? Like, so like, I feel like, I don't know, you get either side, like men are also experiencing the same thing.
Yeah.
And also women are experiencing the same thing. It's just like,
it is. And it's, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's very hard to like get a genuine connection, because like, you don't even know what this person is looking for. Some of them, like, as you said, most, I feel like, and this is me, most of these people, they're not honest upfront with you. Yeah, like me, immediately I sense something that I do not like.
Yeah,
I start drifting away from that conversation. Because then what are we going to talk about?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I feel like, so yeah, it's something that it has opened my eyes. But for me, mostly that's what I need. And then like, you know how me, I was working with someone not being into the, like being so religiously. I was, because I'm a Christian and I love my religion and I practice my religion very strongly. I needed someone who at least acknowledges that there's Christianity, there's religion, and that this person like knows who God is and things like that. I'm not saying like you have to be a pastor, a youth, whatever, but at least you need to be aware that like you need to have faith in God. But I, most guys that I've dated, like some of them, they are not there religiously, and I was like, oh yeah, sure, you know, we could get to know each other, maybe down the line you could be open to getting to know more about the religion. But right now I'm very strict, like if you are not, if you are not even like religious, I'm so sorry, don't even like, don't even say hi to me, just pass by. Like, that's like, how strict I've become.
I feel like we religious is like, it plays a big part of me.
It does,
like,
yeah.
I've seen like being how it looks like to be with a man who doesn't have deen, right? And then like the effect, like, because like as a Muslim, there's rights that I get, right? And if you're not Muslim, you will never understand my rights that I have, right? And if I have a child with you, like much like you're saying, oh, we too religion, it's okay, we can work it out. No, there's certain stuff like we cannot work it out. As soon as the kid, like the kid might come into a picture, and then you're like, no, I want my child to be Christian, to be doing this and this and that, and how am I gonna feel? So and also like, I feel like I'll post a video clip and show you like, and show you the understanding of how Islamically work, why we can, like women cannot marry, what is this, Christian man, or like any man of other religion, because like you will never understand our right.
Okay, so my boyfriend Matthew is Christian, and I'm Muslim, and everybody's against it.
Yeah, and do you know why?
Yes, I do, but Auntie, are there really no exceptions to the rule?
Well, let me tell you why it is forbidden, and then you decide from there. How's that? First of all, Allah has forbidden that a Muslim woman marries a Christian man for several reasons. However, a Muslim man can marry a Christian woman or a Jewish woman. Now, why does he prohibit it? You have rights as a Muslim woman when you marry a Muslim man. You each have rights over each other. And if your husband does not fulfill his obligations to you, you have the right to go to court and complain about the fact that your husband isn't fulfilling his obligations to you. And the court has the right to demand that your husband fulfills his obligations. So if you marry a Christian man, the law does not apply to him, so you can't go and complain. Another important thing is, of course, children. When you have children together, what faith will they practice? When it comes to festivals, Christmas or Eid, which one will they celebrate? When it comes to Sunday, do they go to church or Friday, do they go to mosque? There are so many other reasons why it has been forbidden. Another thing is, if your husband dies, you have rights to inherit your husband. However, if you marry a Christian, the family can say everything goes to his family and you can't defend yourself because the law doesn't apply in this situation. So there are so many reasons why it is forbidden. And you have to understand that whether you marry a Muslim man or a Christian man, the man is the head of the home and he sets the rules. And you as the wife have to follow the leader. Yeah, I know. It's difficult. And right now, you're both going through this euphoric state of love is in the air and you think everything is perfect. But trust me, when the dust settles and that euphoric state, your eyes get cleared, conflict starts to happen. And sometimes you find couples start moving the goalposts. Maybe at this stage, he tells you, no, it's not a problem. The kids can be Muslim. They can go to mosque. They can go for Eid and so on. But once pressures begin in a relationship and interference by in-laws, sometimes at that point is when you find you don't have a voice. Excuse my dear, I know it's overwhelming. I know it's a lot. But there's always a logic behind the injunctions that Allah has put down. And it's so important you always get Allah's stamp of approval when you get married. You want your marriage to be blessed from the beginning. And if you start off by disobeying Allah, where He has clearly said, do not do this, I think you're in for troubled waters.
Is it okay for me to interact with you a little more about this? Can I call you? Can I call
you? Absolutely, my darling. I'm here for you. This is what I do. And I will hold your hand every step of the way.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
So that's how it is. Because I can never. That's one thing I can never.
Compromise, yeah.
I will never compromise that.
And then also, I found out, my values are very important to me.
Mm-hmm.
I know people are like, oh, your values, you can always compromise your values. I'm not being selfish, but I'm not going to compromise my values for any man.
I don't think you should.
I think I've passed, I'm at that level, and I know, people are like, oh, why, you guys.
No.
But it's just if my values and your values do not align, we cannot start a foundation.
There's
going to be a crack in that foundation.
Mm-hmm.
That's even if we try to build it and try to, just meet each other halfway, that foundation is never gonna be the same. We're never gonna agree on certain things.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think I'm ready to compromise that for me. Recently, I'm talking to a friend and, from afar, seeing how things are. And one thing that I've learned is with these people, I can be myself around them. We have so much. I've never met someone that we have so much similarities.
Mm.
I can see, one day, I was just sitting this one day and I was wow. I've never met someone who as much as my values, because I do not believe in divorce.
Mm-hmm.
I do not believe in divorce.
Are you sure you don't believe in divorce?
Yeah.
If there's a certain point where you do need a divorce.
I'm no. Unless, no, in some circumstances, yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But I do not believe in divorce.
I believe in divorce, if...
No, some circumstances, right?
Yeah.
If they're abusive or mm-hmm. if they are... there's some things that will push you to, let go of this person.
Yeah.
But just because you're tired and things are not going the way you expected and marriage is not what you expected it to be...
But I also feel like with the divorce rate, the divorce rate is really high right
It is
now,
really
right?
high. Because and it has pushed so many men and women to not want to get into marriage.
I think it's just they're not willing to compromise. And also before you're getting married to that person, you're not getting to know the person, right? Because everybody, when they're at that stage where they're courting each other, right?
Yeah.
They put on their best face, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you get the best of that person, but you don't really get the truth of them. So being around their family,
I guess
you should
court
someone a year, you should get to know someone. You get a better understanding of that person, being around their family, seeing how he acts around his family, seeing how he acts around his
how he talks to his mother,
family,
his sisters,
what is he doing within
brothers.
The community. Ask people within the community who know him, how is this man, how does he act and stuff, right? But then people, I feel like they're just jumping into the marriage as well as not willing to compromise, and just being able to give up, right?
Yeah.
But then the thing is, the relationship is always give and take, give and take.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it is. There's some stuff I do for you that
you have to do for me.
That you have to do for me. Mm-hmm. And I might not like it, but I like. But if we are married, we're a partnership.
Yeah.
So like we have to be willing to give and take to each other. Mm-hmm. Like that's how.
Maybe I don't like watching football, but I'm gonna watch it because it's what you like,
exactly.
And like I'm there to like entertain and like support you. I do not understand, yeah. But I'll sit right there and be like, oh yeah, this like you know.
And also like I feel like also the romance. I feel like the romance level like changes too when you get married, right?
Yes,
the things
does.
That you used to do, you stop doing. But then also I feel like even if you're married, you still have to make time for each other to understand each other. Like once in a while,
dating
go on a little
each
date.
Other.
Go on dates. Even if you have kids, like sometimes get a babysitter, get your wife's flowers, get your man maybe a nice cologne that he likes. So like I feel like it's always like you always have to. I feel like with every like year of your relationship is evolving. So you always have to compromise. There's always new changes that are gonna come within your relationship. So you always to be able like to be a partnership and deal with those problems. Be able to communicate. I feel like being open-minded with each other, right? Not being like scared of like talking about what I'm feeling right now, what I'm going through. Because there's some days like in our relationship, you're gonna have to support me. I'm gonna have to lean on you heavy. And then there's some days you have to do the same. Mm-hmm. And some days I'm gonna come back from like work, and I have to have a safe place to come and communicate with you and tell mm-hmm. you this is what is happening with me. This is what
you need to be comfortable with the person you're married or you're dating.
Yeah.
I think that's like very important.
And speaking of dating, wait. I have one question. It's not about that. Wait.
Okay.
How long do you think people should be dating? That's my question.
I am absolutely not dating you for 3 years.
That's true.
No,
I feel
not.
Like a year is good enough.
No,
I feel like a year.
I am absolutely, and this is me, I am absolutely not dating a guy for 3 years. Within 1 year, if I'm asking you what is the future plan and I don't hear we, I hear I, I'm walking away.
Yeah, because I feel like at that point you just
I do not even need to be telling you, oh, you know, this is
no.
A, no, you need to know as a man.
I feel like men do know too. Oh, the new, okay, we have a new topic that we'll be like talking about on Wednesday. It's going to be called
Reddit Wednesday.
My bad. Wait, one again. What is it?
Reddit Wednesday. You guys, this is gonna be an amazing time. Are you excited?
It's gonna be exciting. It's gonna be full of kikis,
and giggly, and it's gonna be an amazing
dramatics,
time.
Drama,
reactions,
tears.
Yeah.
Are you ready for the tears?
I am so not
for the laughter.
Yeah. Wait, tears. Wait.
Should we give them a preview?
Yes, we will. We'll give you guys a preview. We'll give you guys like what it's gonna look like.
Yeah.
But it's gonna be
give
the most exciting thing ever. So guys,
mm-hmm.
we are about to close our topic on the dating,
mm-hmm.
but I want to say something like very important. For me, I do not believe in dating a guy for more than 1 year. I feel like within 6 months you both know where you guys stand.
Yeah.
I'm not saying like leave the guy.
Yeah.
Right. Within 1 year, if that person is not talking about the future with you,
what's the point?
Walk away.
And then sometimes you're just there playing house. You have, especially I feel like that's why you don't move in with the guy. I believe not moving in with the guy unless you get married, because you get comfortable, he gets comfortable treating you like a wife, but you're not a wife actually. You're just there, his housemate, and then you're just there playing house. You're doing everything for him, and you end up like sometimes you even end up having a kid, and then you're stuck in that situation. Even like it becomes worse and you can't even get out of it, because like you have to think about like, oh, what am I going to do when I get out? And then there's some men that out here scamming you, like you living with them and then they're making you pay rent. Excuse you.
Oh,
and
my God.
Did you see that girl?
So I saw this post that says what it feels like to have your boyfriend of 8 years buy a house and then charge you rent to live in it while making you both design director and general contractor of the renovation. My only question for you is, what's in it for you? I see where he benefits. He gets somebody to split the mortgage with him without having to be on that mortgage, but he also gets free help. He gets free labor. In addition to the cooking and cleaning that you're probably already doing for him, you're also scrubbing the baseboards and the floors, you're painting, you're organizing, you're designing, you're building, all of that. All of that for what? In exchange for what? Now, she goes on to say in a follow-up video, they've been together for 8 years, but they got together really young. She was only 20. Okay, well, that makes you 28 now. Okay, 20 might have been too young to get married. Okay, what's wrong with 28? This is literally what it looks like to be a Barbara the Builder, where you are in here helping a man get himself established, get himself on his feet, but there's no guarantee that you'll be reaping any of those benefits. Your boyfriend has literally become your landlord. Like, what happens when you're late with the rent? I feel like all too often we do these things to prove to a man what kind of wife we'll be, but that doesn't mean that man will necessarily see a wife in you.
Anyway,
listen. This is a no. There was also another one, the one that dated, that has been dating a guy for like 19 years and they're expecting their first. I hope that is like not true.
I see the guy making her pay like his, what is this, his mortgage, and she's fixing up the place.
I've seen that too.
I was like, what the?
Why are we going? Like, why am I doing this for you?
I'll post that clip and you guys see it for yourself.
Why am I doing this for you?
And tell me how you feel about it.
You know what? It's been an exciting time. Mm-hmm. But as we are like wrapping up on this whole dating app, what do you think is the appropriate age to be on these dating apps?
I feel like if you feel like at 18, I would feel like you're at least that point, you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
So like rather than 18, I feel like that's the limit.
Yeah.
You should be on those dating apps.
I think 21.
How old do you think you should be on?
21.
No, how old do you still be on that app? Papas, get off.
I am not about,
I'm still looking for a stack mommy for you. Anyway,
guys, it's been an amazing topic. Mm-hmm. We had so much fun discussing this. We didn't go deep into it, so we're gonna do part two of it very soon. Mm-hmm. But we have so many more exciting topics to come. Mm-hmm. And we can't wait for you guys to be into Reddit Wednesday. But we're gonna wrap it up here. Okay. So Rafiki, have a good night, have a good weekend, and bye!